pray up. Or somewhere in the story. Just a little thing there about China. When I was there last time, 2009, 2012, I heard that China, they are, you know, putting their effort in soft power rather than hard power, political power, like sometimes enforced through military or whatever warish means. And at that time, I had hardly heard that word, soft power. And I asked, what do you mean? And they said, we want to spread our good things, our culture, our medical art, and remember at that time there was a delegation coming from China, for instance, to Sweden, and honorably, I mean so honorably, handing over a gift from China to Sweden, books, a library of, I guess, very important and exquisite traditional Chinese literature, philosophy, and all of that, and medicine, and it's still there in the, I think it's where to find the Museum of East Asia here in Stockholm. Let's see what this guy. So anyway, but then sometimes when Swedes talk about soft power, they think of, or Westerners maybe, they'd rather think of sly, sleazy, manipulative ways of taking power, like, you know, just pretending you're the good one, although you aren't, and becoming popular, and all this movie industry, everything you can use there for propaganda purposes, which is what the West does, and that's what they call soft power, where Chinese and I think the Indians do. Then it's spreading the good culture that everyone can take advantage of.